The Pacific Island Groups. Use your finger or a pencil to trace the route of these adventurous people. Starting on the island of Taiwan, the Polynesians spread across thousands of miles of the Pacific Ocean. We know this because their languages are all part of the Austronesian language family. Thousands of years ago, Austronesian-speaking tribes on Taiwan became skilled with boats. They were the ancestors of people known today as the Lapita culture. They traveled from Taiwan to the coast of China. They also went south from Taiwan and settled the Philippines. From the Philippines, they moved southward and then westward to settle Borneo and Java, which are islands of Indonesia. They also settled the coast of Vietnam and Thailand. From there, they moved southward and eastward to settle other islands of Indonesia. After settling the larger islands all the way to New Guinea, the peoples of the Lapita culture became even more skilled at exploring the ocean. They began to travel east, settling new islands. Start with the Bismarck Archipelago north of New Guinea. This is in an area that is part of Melanesia. Now, go east from there. What islands did the Lapita peoples settle first and then later? From Melanesia, they traveled to Polynesia, the islands of Fiji, Tonga, and Samoa, and islands to the east. The Lapita people created great societies in these island groups. Then, as they moved farther east, they went to the Cook Islands and the Society Islands. Next, they somehow found and settled the tiny islands of Easter Island and Pitcairn Island. Can you find these tiny islands? The last islands that they settled were to the north and the south. These were the large Hawaiian Islands and New Zealand. Even though these were bigger islands, they were difficult to find. Draw an arrow downward from Tonga to New Zealand, and an arrow upward from the Marquesas Islands to the Hawaiian Islands. Now our ocean map is complete. It's amazing that one people group could settle such a large area of ocean, but they did.